Ksubis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. In the last Mishnah, we learned about the Tainis Psulim, Biyachas to Issa Veheta, Biyachas to Asung up in Isha Labailov, she was Mizan. Pesach Pasuch Mitzasi says she's a Ba'ula. We're going to have a continuation of that idea of Tainis Psulim, Biyachas to the Choyvas Ksuba, the money of the Ksuba. But let's see the Mishnah Dabedov Alefanov. First, the Mishnah introduces the topic itself of the Chiyuve Momen, of the Chiyuve Ksuba. Bisulo, Ksuboso, Mosayim. V'almona, Mona. So we have that the Ksubas Bisulo is twice as much as the Ksubas Almona. What's Mosayim and what's Mona? Mosayim is Mosayim Zuz, and Mona, which means 100, is 100 Zuz. Now, when you learn the last Mishnah in the Masechta, without going into the details over there, but what's mavur is that the shita of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is that ksuba is deraisa. It seems to be a machloikis over there. And Rabbi Natan by us on this Mishnah, Davyud Nemzon, that because that's the last Mishnah in ksubas, normal there's a klal that whenever Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is mentioned in the Mishnah halacha kavose, and therefore ksuba is deraisa. The difference whether ksuba is deraisa or derabonon is not just in the choymer of how he owes the money, but Pashut had to recognize why. The Gemara Kedushin Afyid Aleph says, as a klal, whenever we're talking about kesef, that whenever we're talking about zuzim, and a din deraisa, the numbers that are mentioned over here, Masai Mona, is biyachas to what's called kesef tsuri, the kesef deraisa, which is pure silver, and it's 8 times more valuable than kesef medina, than the kesef that was used later on b'mei chazal. So Chazal can give a number on a din derabanan, they talk about kesef medina. But when Chazal give a number and it's kesef on a din deraisa, maintmin kesef tzuri. And because of that, there's a major shiloh whether over here it's chofei dinre kesef, which is an eighth of 200, 25 pure silver, because it's really only mosayim of kesef medina, or we're talking about mosayim of kesef medina mamish. The difference is the range is very, very big. Now, how do we paskin whether ksuba derais derabanan? We're going to learn a mitzvah Hashem in a few minutes that the din of tainis psulim that's mentioned over here, the Gemara explains, is gebayt on the fact that ksuba is derabanan. We just mentioned Taisvis. Taisvis on this Mishnah says that the Gemara is learning up ksuba derabanan, where the halacha l'chayra is like Rav Shimon Gamliel that mentions that ksuba is derais. Now, how to paskin? We'll learn more over there. But we just said over two shittas, the shittas of Rabbeinu Tam and the shittas of other Rishonim that hold that ksuba is certainly midirabonon. We'll mention, by the way, that if ksuba is the raisa, vushtetos. So we have a din that's mentioned, legabe moyer hapsulois, which is mentioned biyachas to the amount of money that ma'anis, we'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem Perek Elunairis, the knas of ma'anis, how much he has to pay the father, which is the ksuba of moyer hapsulois. The Torah only says legabe psula. So ksuba deraisa, we're talking about ksubas mosayim. Ksubas mona of an almona, that's where the word comes from, by the way, is clearly only midirabonon. So how much the ksuba is, that means Hashem will see at the end of the Masechta. What's negev for us is that the pshat now in Mishnah is l'chore geboit on ksuba midirabonon, because that's the only time tainis psula would help. Is buyer. There are those that make that the amount of money that the ksuba is, that says that the mosayim is it mosayim shel tzuri, mosayim shel medina, is not necessarily totally in whether ksuba is deraisa derabanan. There are those that tiny the machlek sushem, different shittas, that can zayin that even if ksuba is deraisa, but the ksuba deraisa is only on the etzim concept. How much? That they left for Chazal to establish. That those are tiny fakert. That even if ksuba be'ikoroin is a chiv derabonon, like we said, that's what's mavur by us in the Mishnah, can say that the amount of money is geshatzed with the din deraisa because the Torah talks about moya psulos being mosayim. So, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam says ksuba is deraisa and you have to pay the higher amount of money, kesef medina. I'm sorry, kesef tzuri. The shita of kesef medina, the ksuba is only midirabonon, that's the shita, the rif, the rambam, the goenim. The shita that we just mentioned, that even if ksuba derabonon, the amount of money is totally in the sheer deraisa, is the shita of the rosh, The fourth shita, that even if kesef is derabbanon, I'm sorry, that even if kesef is deraisa, but the shir is totally in the shir of kesef medina, because the Torah left it to the Moriah HaPsulis, to the amount that Chazal would establish, that's the shita of the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva, and other Rishonim bring that as well. So there are mamash four shitas, min hakotza lakotza. Why is the din in our Mishnah of Tainis Psulim, Toli and Ksuba being the Rabbanon? That we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem in a few minutes. Let's go back to the Seder HaMishnah. Besula almono grusha v'chalutza min ha'erisin. Das heißt, was married, she had a din of an Eishes Ish, let's say, well, she can't marry a Kohen Gadol, but the Maisa, she's a Psula. Why? Because she was only min ha'erisin. Heyos, a woman is only oimid labi'ila min ha'nesuin. And there's a ganse medubal l'chor, nichnasa l'chupa v'loi nivalo. We have a lashon l'kamon in the Mishnah, nichnasa l'chupa v'loi nivalo. The assumption is kenzan that she has a din of nivalo, because the nichnasa l'chupa makes her ru'uyo, makes her oimid labia, so mamela she has a din of a bu'ula. But the Val, the Mishnah says, where she was becheskas, and her din is to be a psula. So the din is, ksubasa masai, v'yesh lam tainis psulim. Tainis psulim, that if the husband comes to Bezin and he says, lo matzasi domim, or he says pesach masuach, then the halach is that she becomes asura. Except that that's not the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to be saying Yeshlam Tainis Psulim, that there's a din legabe momen that he could say Tainis Psulim. And that needs a hesper. When he's walking into Bezin the next day and he says, Le Matzasi Domim, or he says Pesach Masuch Matzasi, maybe he's not believed. What happens if she says Le Matzasi Pesach Masuch? Mehechit Tesi, that he should be believed. Bishlaim alagabi isur v'heter. No, he doesn't have to be believed. Shavi anav shchatichet isur means that's his din. Bein noyu bein atzmoy. Like oidoz bal din. It doesn't make a difference. You are believed, you're not believed. You believe the gabi yourself. Shavi anav shi is you create the reality of your din. By the way, what does that mean? Not nemonus, but bezdin nems on that she's a suraloy. So there's a famous raid by achroinim how to understand shavi anav shi. What does that mean? If we don't believe you, why should we ask her to you? There are those that tain it, Bavus B'Shem de Marit, that it's like a neder. What type of din is that? You didn't say it B'Losh Neder. So it's not Mamish a neder, it's Kiviyochel, it's a Svarot HaTorah, that if a person says something is also to him, then he can't eat it. It's hard to understand that exactly. The Pashtus is that it's a Nemonus L'Gabi, that person. Question? If a person says Shavi Anafshei, and on a piece of meat, let's say, he says that it's awesome. And for whatever reason, it wasn't believed. Normal on a piece of meat, but legabe him, he's not allowed to eat it. Would he get malchus if he eats it? That's a major subject of discussion. Schmeitzer is down on that barichus and Schmeitzer Wolf. Now is not the time and the place for it. In the second parak, we'll discuss it more. Al koponim, what we have in front of us is l'chor the Mishnah saying, yeshlam tans psum legabe the ksuba. So when he walks into Bezin the next day, he says, Pesach Masuch Matzasi, she says to him. So Bishlam, who is she says to him in Mishnah Aleph? Okay? For him, Klape Atzmai, she's Asura Loi. But over here, she says to him, why should he be believed? On the other hand, let's think about it. Maybe he shouldn't, maybe he doesn't have to be believed. Maybe he doesn't have to be believed. Why doesn't he have to be believed? Because at the end of the day, she's trying to be Maitzi Mamun from him. So this leads us to a major shiloh over here in the first parak in Ksubas. When Aisha was married, L'chayr, she's a regular married woman, she has a right to be given a sign. Let's say they get divorced after 10 years, and everybody knows she was a psula. That wasn't the noise. He says, I'm being megarish her because she was mizana. There are no edim. He says it. There's a din ha-moitzi mechaveh, all of her raya, that she has to prove, she has to have edim that were with her the last 10 years that she was never mizana? Of course not. The assumption is she's becheskas a medes l'kabu ksubasa. It's a good child of wine. L'chay she wants to be moitzi mamon. The teretz is, the stomius is, that she's aimed becheskas ksuba. There's no suffix in that. Over here, when he walks into Bezna and he says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, he's nemon to shafa suffix, and she's a b'ula b'fanenu, she has to prove? Well, let's say he says, Pesach Pesach Matzasi, she says, that, yeah, but it wasn't tachtecho. It was kishne nasti, kishne kishne koydim shenera nisarasti nenasti. You should believe her. Mechdesi that he's nemon. So here the Gemara in Daf Yud says that heyoyis ksuba is midrabonon. Heim tiknu, Chazal made the chiyuv ksuba, and when Mele Chazal made it easier for him in a case of Pesach Pasuach to get out of the chayvus ksuba, but Loshna Gemara, he's not stam gonna try to get rid of her. Why? Because Chazoka ain't adam terech besuda mafsida. But derech klal, he's not gonna try to get it. He just made a chasna in those days. The chosin paid for the catering, so he just made a major suda's chasna, and now he's getting rid of her the next day. Elamai with his smoke this fire, and we nemon what he's saying. So it seems clear that we don't treat her as the regular being moitzi mamu, where she has to prove herself biyachas to this ksuba. You would have to assume that there's a regular chayvas ksuba, she's becheskas besula, until proven otherwise. However, when he comes in the day after the chasna, he says Pesach Pesuch Matzosi, there we give it a certain amount of weight. It's right after the chasna, he's saying it right then. And that taina we nemon lehafsid ksubos. So this is the chiddush of the Gemara daf tesam beis. Tosfos does bring up, based on the Gemara, that there's another factor over here also. Bishleim legabi iser, he says Pesach Pesuch Matzosi. So he does know what he's talking about. He knows what a Pesach Pesuch is. He doesn't know, but lemaisa he said it. So we have to nemon on legabi iser. That's shavi anafshi. That's the way it works. But legabi over here. Zolzain, we could say, is not lying. Chazok anodom terech besudom afsida. But maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about. So enachanami, that's a sofik. And we have over here, tainis psulim, like we said, to asaher, is when there's one sofik. Let's say she's an ashes kind. There's a sofik if it was tachtov, or lav tachtov. Or let's say an ashes yisro, which was koidim gimel shonim. So there's a shayla of oidnis, or shayla berotzen. Frek taisus, then there's a svek sveka. Sofik, if he knows what he's talking about or not, and Sofik also on that one, Sofik. Svek Sveka L'chere should be matter her. The same way, L'gabi Iser, if there's a Svek Sveka, Tachtov, Lav Tachtov, Oynis Berotzen, the two Svekas together are matter her. Also, Biyachas to the Ksuba, even if he's Nemon, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, we don't know if he knows what he's talking about. Plus, there's one Sofik, let that be the Svek Sveka. So Tosfos has to work that out, why there's no Svek Sveka. Into Santa Hanoch of Tosfos, Gedele Echrenim Mutshir Alat, the Shmeitzer, Mariban Leiv, the Shach, and Tokvokoyen, why would a Svek Sveka be enough that she should be able to be Meitzer Ksuba? Once you nemon what he's saying, and you give it weight, and then she has to prove her case, Kimavur in the Hemshech HaMishnayis, then why would a Svek Sveka be Meitzer Momen? The Lashon of the Rashba is that Svek Sveka is Doimit to a Roiv. Is Roiv Meitzer Momen? We paskin ain't hochem a moment acharoy. This is a kasha that bothered Gedele Achrenim for hundreds of years. Ayin mashabiru rabbeinu, mamish from kadmoine kadmoinim until achroine achroinim discussed this noise barichus. So the case that we just had in the Mishnah, women that are becheskas besulo, they get masayim, and there's also tainis psulim. Hein leiser and hein lehafsida ksubasa. One important point, we mentioned that an almona. Mino Erisin gets a ksuba, she's assumed to be a besula. An almona min anesuin, if she was nichnasa lechupa v'loy nivolo, has a din that she doesn't get a ksuba. But if we know that she was not a ba'ula, there's still a tiny besula l'oysra lof. That means we don't say physically that the metzias is that she was a nivolo, but we say she has a din of a ba'ula legabi ksuba. Rav Kivega points this out in the very first shtickle on Mishnah Aleph, that when we say almono, you have to make that distinction by an almono, that there's tainis psulim legabi one din, and there's no tainis psulim legabi the other din. Now, to say for the Mishnah, we're going to have the cases of women that are assumed to be a bu'ula, even if you don't know otherwise. Hagiyaris, hashvuya, ve'ashivcha, sheniftu, ve'shenizgayru, ve'nishtachru. A Giyaris, while she's a Goita, Chazal look at every Goita above the age of 3 as assumed to be, als Prutzen Barayis, they looked to be assumed that she's a Ba'ula. A Shvuya, she was Nensa, Well, there's an assumption she was Nansa. We'll learn in Yetz Hashem in Perek Sheni that because of that, every woman who was Shvuya could become Asura to Kehanim, because we assumed that she was Nansa to the Goyim. Shivcha is also Prutza. So a Giyaris, it's interesting how Giyaris is one, Shvuya is two, Shivcha is three, and the Mishnah then doesn't put it in order. Niftu, Lachar, refers to Shvuya. Nizgairu refers to Giyaris. Nishtachiru refers to Shivcha. If the Pchusa is Mimnoi Sholashon V'yayim Echod, if this process of the Shichru, the Gerus, the Nifta happened Mimnoi Sholashon V'yayim Echod, Ksubasim Asayim, because Pchusa Vibal Sholoi, she won't be a Ba'ula. She doesn't have a status of Ba'ula, the Maisa Bia is not a Maisa Bia. V'yesh Lohen, Tainis Psulim, she has a status of a Psula. The Shita says something very, very Ziz. We don't want to mention first Nebuch the Kilkul of Abbas Yisrael, so we don't mention Shvuya first. We mention Giyaris first. The Kilkul, that she was a Prutza, no, a Gaita. Even if Shivcha has Kedushas Yisrael, she has mitzvahs. We don't want to mention her first, so we put in Giyaris, then Shvuya, then Shivcha. When we talk about them getting out of the situation they're in, so we say first, the Shvuya, Takonas Bas Yisrael comes first, Sheniftu. And then Nizgayru v'Nishtachru. Now there's one famous sugya over here on Daf Yud Aleph, and that is, how does a young girl who's Pchusim Ibaz Gimel Shonim become a Giyaris? Nishtachru, the Hagin freed her. Niftu, also understandable. What does it mean, Nizgayru? Could a Goy who's not a Bar Das become a Ger? So what you have to say is that a Ger, what's called the din of Ger Kotten, Bezdin will be Mekabel. Bezdin's not Megayer, stop going off the street. Bezdin will be Megayer when it makes sense. In the context of a Chveis, the family, there's not a Halach L'maisa in a Ger today. If you have parents that are being Megayer, they're young children they can make a decision for, Bezdin will be Megayer. The problem is, how is the Ger is Chalav Tshaloi B'daitom? So the Gemara says that the Bezdin is Zoiche for the Kotten. What does that mean, Zoiche? Normally, Schia in the context of Knyonim, is schia midin shlichus. A cotton doesn't have shlichus. Tezus has the kasha, and Tezus Ba'elz and Daf Yud Aleph says that's only midir abonon. Shleim Egen, Kiv Egen have a lot to say on that. Is there, does that make sense, that the schia mitam shlichus over here doesn't work for a cotton, ayin shom? That's one pshat. The other pshat is the Tezus in Sanhedrin, in Perek Ben Soru, where Tezus has a tremendous chiddush, kemat sisrei teira, that the schia over here is not a schia where the gerus is now. The gerus, the maisa gerus is done now. They let's say they mal if it's a ger cotton, it's a gerus, obviously they don't do a milo. But the tefila is now, and the hashloma of the gerus will be later on kishin is gadlom, which is why the Gemara says in Daf Yud Aleph that the gerus is mitla toli until they're gedolim. Says according to Pshat is Dirabonin. Okay, so the Geirus Dirabonin, it's only when they're Gedolim, only if they agree. And this is Halacha L'maaseh. If you have a Ger Kotten, you have a baby who's adopted, and Yidden adopted a child, and they will Megayu the child, they have to ask the child, Bar Bas Mitzvah, are you Maskim? If they're Moicha, right by the Shas Gadlusom, then they become Goyim. The Geirus is only Mitl Toli in that. So if it's Dirabonin, no, that's the Takona. If it's the Raisa, like Tyson Sanhedrin, very, very complicated. Reb Naftali and Reb Ochbe and Reb Chaim had to understand that there's the Maisa Gerus that takes place now. Together, that shafts the Chalois Gerus Likishin Nizgadlu with the Maisa Gerus of the Katnus, and it's Chalam Afreya, Ayin Shom, Divrei Rabbeinu. These are the dinim that are Mavur in Mishnah Beis.